This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And all of our quirkiness, we are here at your service and on your side. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. J is for Jennifer, as in horn. V is for Victoria, as in Keeman. And C, even though not displayed, is with Miss Schillen. Ms., I suppose, right? We're not supposed to use Miss anymore. It's not Miss or Mrs., it's Ms., right? Is it appropriate ever to use Miss?
Ms.
Ms. Right.
I like when to just call her Kara, and then that works.
Yeah, no, I would,
in
but in
70s.
General, in general, the...
It started in the 70s with Ms. Magazine and Gloria Steinem.
You're telling me that I'm 40 years behind the times, Jennifer, is that what you're saying?
You know, you'll get there.
50 years behind the times? Really? All right, so Jennifer is here. We've all put on our oxygen masks, and now you can help everybody, Jennifer. You know what they say.
I guess I should shower. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. No, I was thinking about
you really
taking
stink.
Oxygen.
Here comes my oxygen mask.
Yeah. All right. So
all right. Well, let's talk about the Boy Scouts. This is a crazy story. More than 12,000 Boy Scouts have been sexually abused by 7,800 leaders and volunteers. This is according to an expert working with the Boy Scouts, and this is what is reflected in court documents, according to several news organizations. Boy Scouts of America said in a statement, quote, "We sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting," end quote. Lawyers' ads on the internet are seeking clients now to file sexual abuse lawsuits against the Boy Scouts. The states have been moving to adjust their statute of limitation laws so the victims of long-ago sexual abuse can sue for damages. These sexual abuse settlements have already strained the Boy Scouts' finances to the point where the organization is now looking into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A Boy Scout bankruptcy would be bigger in scale than any other sex abuse bankruptcy, according to an attorney who's representing more than 300 victims in New York State. These claims, they're trying to get them to obviously go beyond the statute of limitations so that they can be dealt with. But the fact that this is part of the such a prevalent part of what seems to be such a good organization, the Boy Scouts, people that make it through to Eagle Scouts, I think all of us know what that takes and has respect for it. But the fact that this is another place where older men in power can prey on younger men, it's just pretty
disgusting.
I don't know, it's heart-wrenching.
It's beyond disgusting.
Yeah.
Who do you trust anymore? That's the question. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, going into a hotel room or something with your boss or somebody you know, but you don't know them that well. Why would you do that? But why is it that it brings up trust issues? Why shouldn't you be able to trust somebody and his or her intentions? But yet, is it the news media that really blows these things up? Or is it really that bad when you can't be a student with a teacher, or you can't be a nurse with a doctor, or you can't be a secretary with the boss, or you can't be whatever it is, you can't be a Boy Scout with a leader. You can't be, it's absurd, but yet it is a part of life. Is it that bad? Do we think it's really that bad, or do you think the news media exaggerates some of these claims? And you look at these numbers, the Boy Scouts says a pretty significant number there.
I think more people that get out of the Boy Scouts probably have nice things to say about it than the people that don't. But at the same time, I think it's a good reminder because we didn't really talk about sex or gender when we talked about the Catholic Church abuse scandal, although most of the people who were victimized were boys. Not in every case, but in some case. It seems, though, that when we talk about sexual harassment or sexual abuse, we typically focus on women. And I think it's really important that we don't forget that there are little boys and men that get caught up in all of this. And it's a good reminder when we hear a horrible story like this to make sure that we're checking in with our male children as well as our female children. Because I think it's our inclination probably as parents to go, oh, we need to protect our daughters. But also think about our sons and all this because there's just a lot of sick people who want to use their power to get what they want or what they desire.
And and I say this, I don't know the right spin to put on this, and as I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of editing my thoughts, but I think it's worth a minute or two of our time when we think about what I just said in a manner of speaking, the business about who can you be with and who can you trust and who can your family trust. And, you know, we go into this whole business, the news media is so focused on almost obsessed with this business with Trump and his tweeting and what does that really mean about him and what kind of crazy, yada, yada. And so there's this, from the top on down, this question about people and their mental health. We talk about Britney Spears and what was going on with her. And it brings me back around to something I think we've talked about this week, last month, last year, the whole mental health stability of our society, or maybe even the world. Has the world gone crazy? Are there so many people that are so maladjusted, misadjusted, whatever, that normal doesn't even seem normal? Anyway, how do you find normalcy? Where do you find normalcy? Think about the people in your life that you think are normal. Who do you think are most of the people in your life, Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, the most of the people normal? And what's your definition of normal?
Well, right, yeah. There's any such thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got something. And I used to think as a kid, and this is what was really sad, is as a kid I'd look at my family, and my family looked a lot different than everybody else's family that I grew up with because of divorce and separation and lots of stuff going on. And I always thought, gosh, it would be so nice to be normal. But as you get older, I think you realize, normal's a moving target most of the time.
Yeah, it is. Yep, normal is something that's really, it's normal. Like, who's your next door neighbor? Do you even know? Is it normal for you to know? When I was a kid growing up, there weren't a lot of people around because I was out in the country, but I knew who my neighbors were. My folks knew who the people in the neighborhood were. We had weekly potluck suppers at the old meeting house, you know, that kind of stuff. That's really gone. Most people don't even know who the hell their neighbors are, right? Do you know most of the people in your building, Victoria? Would you say
I don't know anybody.
Don't know anybody.
I'm happy about that. I don't want to know my neighbors. I don't want to know. And I know that's the New Yorker in me. I don't want to know my neighbors. You know, New Yorkers just kind of want to live and let live, and we don't really want to get involved. So I think that's part of it.
All right, so Jennifer, in your neighborhood, how many of the people there? You've been in that neighborhood. Your grandparents owned the house before you did. So how many of those people around there do you know?
Well, most of the people that were here when my grandparents are here are now gone, but there are two people that I know in my neighborhood.
Yeah. All right, Kara, you know people in your building? How many people do you know in your building?
Considering there are hundreds of them, not a ton. I recognize my neighbors, and so I know them when they come home. But I don't know. I think for me, apartment living is much different. I think it's much harder to recognize because I don't see them when they come home. I might hear a door close, but I don't have a window to look outside and see who's there. Next to my parents' house, I know both of the neighbors that live there. Do I know all of the personal details about them? No, but I know their name and I know their jobs and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think it's much harder in an apartment complex.
Well, it's a really different world we live in, Master Jack, that's for sure. 40 million people move in America every year. Did you know that? Average American moves 11 times in their life. That's really pretty amazing. I mean, you can't get to know anybody really very well under that circumstance. It's more here in our country than any place else, except I know that. Yeah, there's still some areas in the Middle East and in Africa where they're actually nomadic. They don't have any homes. You know, think about it. We all think about it in terms of normalcy. We think about having a home as being normal. Well, in many, maybe even most parts of the world, yeah, that's the case. Most people have a home. But in some, parts of the Middle East, parts of sub-Saharan Africa, they don't have homes. They just keep moving around. It's really it's hard to conceptualize because it's so different living a life that way. Most of those people, if you were able to talk to them, they tell you they're happy. So what does it take to be happy? Something else. Man, we can go around. This is the talk tree at its finest here.
And what is happy?
Yeah, right. Yeah. What is it? Well, what makes you happy? Think about that. It's 16 after the hour. This is the DJV show. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
The great news is there's a quick way you can save a lot of dough. Rainy, switch to Geico, geico.com. Go there to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico, Government Employees Insurance Company. I always love that. It's one of the great Warren Buffett deals, if you're into that. Here's something that will be a buzz as people talk about it. That maybe the insiders talk about it. The outsiders don't care. The Trumpsters have told all of the people that work in the White House to not go to this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. The Cabinet Secretary Bill McGinley issued the order to staffers. White House told The Hill, the newspaper of politics, that administrative members will not go. President hasn't gone to the dinner since he was elected. He said he plans to hold a rally on the day of the dinner. I'm going to hold a rally. Yeah! Because the dinner is so boring and so negative, they were going to hold a very positive rally. So anyway, he'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday at 8 o'clock if you want to go see the president. He's not going to be at the correspondent. So who speaks at the correspondents' dinner?
This year it's an author. It's ditched the comedian.
Ron
Chernow. Last year, remember, it was the comedian who was making fun of Sarah Sanders and was making fun of how she looked and all that stuff.
Yeah, didn't work. All right, so the Trumpsters draw a line in the sand. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Uptown Funkadelic. I would not have thought this song would be the cause for a celebration between both Democrats and Republicans, or Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters. And how did this even start? Music super study examining the preferences of 1,000 people across America and Canada from the age of 12 to 54. And this song came up as a big song for both Democrats and Republicans. Yeah,
it's the number one overall song.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah, they were looking at 2018 most popular songs, and this was the number one song that everybody can agree on. Isn't that nice? We can all finally agree on one thing, that Bruno Mars is great.
Bruno Mars.
Well, I said I'm not really surprised, because I normally, I used to think of him as kind of more appealing to women or people who like pop music. But then one of my best friends, her dad is, like a 60-year-old white dude, loves Bruno Mars.
A 60-year-old white dude.
Yep.
My dad also likes Bruno Mars.
You wouldn't necessarily think of them as being the ideal audience, but they love him.
Yeah. Well, this sound, and I guess the overall sound of pop music, I can get into it if I spend a little bit of it, but it's so hard to find it. If you're listening, for example, to Kiss in L.A. or Kiss in Boston, both stations call the same, and they have the same music, same basic approach to radio. I don't have the patience to listen to a lot of the crap in order to find some good song. So that's what surprises me about this, that people actually are finding some of these songs.
Well, you couldn't get away from this song, though, in 2018.
Yeah.
This song was everywhere.
It's
most TV commercials, and you could live under a rock and still know this song.
That's an interesting visualization. Thank
Unless
you,
your name is Doug, and then you're right.
Okay, calm down.
Well, you know this song, too, right? You're not telling us that you don't know it.
I actually, Bruno Mars, yeah, I don't know this song.
Oh, I guess he didn't listen to the 75 stories that we did about this song last year.
Okay.
This is a perfect song for you. It's upbeat.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Is Victoria the one who told me yesterday that she doesn't remember when her husband asked her, well, what did you talk about today? Well, I don't know. I don't remember what I talked about today.
Yeah, that is
so true. And you criticize me for not remembering some vague song,
yes.
Some vague reference to some
vague song.
Singer?
It's not a vague song or singer.
Okay. All right, let's go to Jack Johnson, who's working with Maroon 5 now on an environmental campaign. It's called Bring Your Own Bottle. It's got a BYOB, a new twist on that. Bring Your Own Booze, Bring Your Own Bottle. Because of all of the focus, appropriately, frankly, in this person's opinion, on plastic pollution. So they're promoting reusable water bottles and water refill stations at all of their events. I guess a lot of other people are involved in this side. Jack Johnson, Maroon 5, it's Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, Dead & Company, Jackson Brown, Lucas Nelson, Steve Earle, Stephen Van Zandt, Ben Harper. All of them are basically trying to be a part of the solution. And that's at concerts. It's got to be a lot of garbage.
If you've ever left a concert after most of the crowds have gone, and you just see all the plastic cups everywhere, none of that gets recycled. It just sits in a landfill, ends up in our waterways. It's disgusting. I'm so happy that someone's finally doing something.
You know
about
what? Take some responsibility. Bring your own bottle. Bring your own reusable bottle.
This makes me so happy as a consumer because there are so many concerts that you're not allowed to bring that into. And I hate paying $6 for a bottle of water, which you always need when you're screaming your lungs out. So I love being able to bring my own water bottle.
Yeah. They got to change their approach to that in these concert venues for sure. All right, so good. Consciousness. Thanks to Jack Johnson, Maroon 5, and all these other folks. 28 after the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A now former pharmaceutical executive indicted on criminal charges connected with the opioid crisis. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says one-time Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd III turned a blind eye.
From 2012 to 2017, it shipped tens of millions of highly addictive oxycodone pills and fentanyl products to pharmacies that it knew were illegally dispensing narcotics.
The leader of Sri Lanka's parliament is claiming senior officials in the government deliberately withheld intelligence about possible terror attacks. At least 359 people now known to have died in that series of suicide bombings on Sunday morning. The parliament leader says information on the attacks and the planning was received but was never disseminated. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
A powerful statement on a powerful radio program with powerful people. This the DJV show. I'm power monger Doug with power mistress Jennifer Horn, power Ms. Victoria Keel. I always wonder how am I going to get them into what we're talking about this half hour. Listen, using my imagination, wherever my head is at the moment. Actually, I'm interested in Victoria, where her head is at the moment, frankly.
Well, we've got some spring cleaning news. And
good.
If this is definitely the time. The weather's getting a little bit nicer. And this is definitely the time to watch that show on Netflix, Tidying Up, and get rid of all the stuff that's in your house that's cluttered, especially clothing. And a lot of retailers this year are going green, and which means big savings, actually, for consumers. So there, if you have old clothing and home items like bedding or towels and things that you want to get rid of, you don't have to just take it to a Goodwill Dropbox anymore. You can actually take them to H&M. And in exchange, H&M will take all of your stuff, and in exchange, you will get a 15% off coupon for shopping at a future purchase of H&M online or in the store, which is a really good deal. Madewell, which is another chain store that's owned by, like, the Gap, J. Crew, kind of that big conglomerate, they are taking any old pair of jeans, doesn't need to be Madewell brand, any old jeans, and they'll give you $20 off a new pair. And the cool thing about what they do with them, there's a company called Blue Jeans Go Green, and they take all the old denim and they turn it into housing insulation for different communities around the country. They work with Habitat for Humanity, and they end up recycling all of the denim, and apparently it's a very efficient insulation instead of that pink, you know, foamy stuff, whatever that stuff is. Fiberglass, I guess, is what traditional insulation is. And so yeah. Now they use denim for it, recycled denim. If you want to take, you can literally also take any of your winter clothes to the North Face, any North Face store. They'll take old clothes, old shoes, and they will give you $10 off your next purchase of $100 or more. Levi's is also getting in on this. They will also take all of your old clothes, your old jeans, bring them to the nearest store, and they will give you 20% off a future item. And they're also going to make a donation to Goodwill as well. And Kiehl's is the cosmetics company. They've been one of those companies for a long time that if you bring back your the containers that had your moisturizer and things like that that don't get recycled, when you bring them back, they've got a really good rewards program, so you can actually get some free products from that. MAC Cosmetics, everybody loves MAC Cosmetics, and so you can take all of your old containers back to them. You'll get a free lipstick. And Lush is known for their face masks, and if you're an avid Lush fan, and if you've accumulated five or more of the plastic pots that the liquid comes in, you can bring it back and they'll give you a free face mask. So lots of ways to get rid of your old junk and save some money in the process of buying new stuff.
That's pretty refreshing. Here's something else. Speaking of returns, Kohl's has brought Amazon into a number of their stores. Well, they started a couple of years ago doing that. Now they're expanding their relationship. Kohl's announced that it will accept Amazon customers' order returns. So, got something you don't like from Amazon, you bring it back to a Kohl's store without their shipping box. That's pretty interesting. They got 1,150 stores in America. So, starting in July, next thing you know, Amazon will buy Kohl's. What do you bet?
Well, apparently Kohl's has already leased out some space to Whole Foods. And so You'll probably see Amazon bookstores and things like that starting to take over Kohl's department stores. But makes it convenient.
It's a good way to stay in business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And convenient, you're right. It's sometimes hard to pack up stuff and return it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but there are Kohl's stores in most every major urban and suburban area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kohl's are in the old Bradley stores. Remember the Bradley stores?
They were in Myrtle, over the leases. In California.
Is there still a Bradley store in California?
I've never heard of Bradley's, but Mervyn's the store that Kohl's took over in California. They took a lot of the Mervyn's locations.
Mervyn's, okay. Mm-hmm. Same kind of a store as Bradley's, kind of a low scale. It was a cheap competitor to Walmart.
Walmart.
Really? Bradley's.
See, Mervyn's was a clothing store. Mervyn's is very much on par with what Kohl's does now, discount clothing and shoes. Huh. I used to love Mervyn's. I used to go there all the time. It was my jam when I was a kid. Mm-hmm.
Your jam.
Mm-hmm.
Jammin' with Jen. That'd be a good radio show. Jammin'.
I could use another one.
With Jen. Yeah, right.
She doesn't have enough shows.
Deborah needs another show. Right, exactly. So, let's see.
I
think that it's admirable, frankly, that you
charming.
Are. Yes, it is.
Charming, you're such a psychopath.
I don't know about that. But listen to how many people, think about how many people enjoy you here and enjoy Victoria and Kara and me, and then they enjoy you. Listen, do you have a podcast for the KRLA show? Just to, for the heck of it, people want to listen to you on that. Yeah, okay. Go to KRLA.
And all joking aside, that is the blessing. I mean, that's one of my biggest blessings of my life, is that people actually care what I have to say. So that is very awesome and amazing.
Yeah. So there you go. Nothing wrong with that. This is Earth Week. Earth Day. Earth Week. A lot of things going on this weekend to observe Earth Day. We here in my hometown of Framingham are having a big thing on the common with lots of people. Mostly the focus is on environmental protection, environmental work, environmental cooperation. We were talking in the music segment a few minutes ago about how a lot of these stars are now getting together when they're having a concert and trying to have people be a little more conscious, or a lot more conscious, actually. And it isn't just an Earth Day thing, but it does underscore what, you know, this is a theme that's valuable. But there's so much toxicity now in the environment. How do you avoid it? That's the thing. How do you, what's your investment in keeping things clean? How do you reduce toxins from your air, your water, your land, in your own world, your own corner of the world? Never mind the big picture, your picture. What's your picture when it comes to this? I think that's really what we need to be aggressive about, frankly. And a lot of people don't have a risk tolerance for it because it's so easy, just chuck the bottle. But that's not good for you. It's not good for your family. I think about my grandson and what he's inheriting. What's the world going to be like? It'll be a lot of solar power, for sure, a lot of wind power, a lot of renewable power. It's kind of like tax time. We think about, we pay our taxes, and we get grumbly about all the money is wasted, and we forget about it. I think the environment is something we've got to keep our minds on every single day. And I'm not here to browbeat you and to... I just think that it's a consciousness thing.
And you know, as we were talking about the spring cleaning and returning clothes and things like that, the fashion industry, I was doing some research on this yesterday as part of just Earth Week articles and reading things. I didn't realize this, but the fashion industry is the number two world polluter. Number one is coal, the coal industry, and number two is the fashion industry. And it is, and it's just, if you think about it, like, reusing clothes, you know, all the stuff that we buy from H&M that we wear once and then throw it out and it ends up in a landfill or whatever. It's just horrible. We have to just do better.
Do better. We're going to, in a moment, change our focus because today is World Meningitis Day. For those who experience meningitis, the after effects or connection to somebody in your life, you'll find this to be a very important conversation right after this.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now in the DJV program. We welcome two people who are experts, have different things to contribute to the discussion of meningitis and what it brings to the world, because today is Meningitis Day. Joining us now is Dr. Leonard Friedland, who's a pediatrician, vice president, director of scientific affairs and public health for Vaccines North America at GSK. The other person involved in this conversation is somebody who's survived meningitis, Sheila Advento. Let's start with you, Sheila, if we may, and what it was like having meningitis. Will you explain, for those who may not know, actually what meningitis is?
Well, I I'm not the expert, so I'd have to refer you to Dr. Zeman about exactly what meningitis is. I can only tell you what I had experienced back in 2003 regarding that, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. So I didn't know anything about it, to tell you the truth. It devastated me physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know, I thought I only caught the flu back in 2003. And everything just changed. You know, I was only 26 years old. In one single day, I went from feeling fine in the morning to feeling sick to my stomach. Then suddenly I lost consciousness on the bathroom floor. And then I was rushed to the emergency room, unable to breathe. Then suddenly I was in a coma for 8 days. And when I woke up, I was told I had contracted bacterial meningitis. Again, I never even heard anything about it. And suddenly, I had to undergo amputation for both hands, by the wrists, and both legs below the knees. And then I had to live a life of as a quadruple amputee for several years. And then, years later, I had to go through another surgery of becoming bilateral hand transplant recipient. And then I had to live another life of intensive occupational therapy because of that.
So,
and because of that, go ahead.
Well, I want to kind of get to what it's like for you now after you've had all of those experiences. How's your life now?
Very challenging. You know, I had to instill in myself that I'm a meningitis survivor. You know, aside from losing all of my limbs, what's worse about that is I lost all of my independence. Mm. You know, I couldn't do anything on my own after that. Mm. And that's why years later I opted for the hand transplants.
Yeah. Dr. Freeland, will you spend a minute with talking about meningitis? I mean, the way that Sheila's explained it, we all get what meningitis is. The symptoms, it's almost like it comes on so quickly you can't avoid it. If you have it, you're going to get it or whatever. Is there a way to avoid getting this?
Yes, thank you. Sheila's story is very typical of what this devastating disease is. It's a bacterial disease. We call it meningococcemia or meningitis for short. And Sheila's bacterial meningitis came on suddenly, as it typically does, and can be absolutely devastating. One in 10 people who have this infection can die, often within 24 to 40 hours from starting to feel sick. And one in 5 who survive will have lifelong complications from meningitis, which could be seizures, deafness, blindness, or from blood poisoning, which was Sheila's way of presenting, where she developed gangrene of her limbs and they needed, unfortunately, to be amputated. And her story is heroic in what she's recovered. But many families may be very concerned about this, many parents, because is their child at risk? And we can't predict who's going to be at risk, but we know that students, adolescents, and young age adults are at risk. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control has shown that adolescents age 18 to 24 who attend college are 3.5 times at higher risk than those who don't.
But how do you get it, though? Where does it come from?
It's a bacteria, and the bacteria lives in our nose, normally not causing any problems. But things that are in our nose get spread around from coughing, from sneezing, from saliva, from kissing. Mm. Crowded situations, and that's why adolescents and young adults are at risk, because they're in crowded situations and they share everything. This disease comes on really, really fast. Now, I know we're running out of time, so perhaps your listeners, if they're interested, can take 5 minutes and look at a website called meningitisb.com, M-E-N-I-N-G-I-T-I-S-B as in boy, .com, to learn about what this bacterial infection is, how it presents, and the vaccines that can help provide protection, because that is the most important thing to know, is that there are two different types of vaccines that people can get that can help provide protection against this devastating illness.
All right, so that's the message here, getting a vaccine. It's world meningitis. It's certainly important for us to hear your story. Sheila Advento, thank you and best of luck. Keep your spirit up. MeningitisB.com is the website. Dr. Leonard Friedman here as well. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The hour now, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein live on the air about your animals, our animals, pets galore, stories. So we start with something happened in your town. You're an Angelian. I guess I'm a part-time Angelian. I saw this when I was there over the weekend. These puppies, this woman dumps the puppies in a dumpster and gets found out, and then they go to her house and she's hoarded 40 more dogs there. So after we give them the, after we've executed this woman, then what do we do in terms of awareness? Because this stuff doesn't stop it. Just because we talk about it, people are aware of it, doesn't stop it happening. It doesn't make somebody more aware. Well, this is not the right thing to do because these people are by definition crazy. Look at the picture of this woman. He's nuts.
Not even every case I've ever been involved with, which was a hoarding case, which this basically turned out to be as well.
Yeah.
None of the people are really normal. However, it's kind of interesting. You know what happens sometimes? And sometimes they start out with almost good intentions. They want to rescue animals, and then it becomes overwhelming. All of a sudden, 3 turn into 10, 10 turn into 30, 30 turn into 40, and they just go insane. And this is what happened here. This is what I believe happened here. But all of these dogs that were at the home were not socialized. They were shy. There has to be much more effort. Spay and neuter. I mean, how many times can I say spay and neuter? I go to sleep saying it's like my mantra, spay and neuter, when I'm doing yoga. The thing to remember is that besides just talking about it, you have to go into the schools, because you're not going to convince the parents necessarily to do it. You need to go into the schools, educate the kids in the schools about the importance of spay and neuter. They will in turn convince their parents to have it done. And it's ethics too. I mean, there are so many people in certain communities because of religious beliefs that just refuse to spay and neuter, and you have to get across to them as well.
I'm just trying to visualize you in yoga.
Don't. not too bad, not too shabby. Considering I go to class, so everyone else is 10 years older than me.
Yes. All right. Here's a study that proves that cats actually recognize their own names. Unlike dogs, cats don't associate words with meanings. Well, do they or don't they? I guess that's the question, Warren.
It's the biggest garbage thing I ever heard in my life. Cats not knowing words. Cats not knowing names. You know, one of the books I wrote many years ago, which is still a bestseller, by the way, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. It should have been How to Get Your Guardian to Do What You Want. I brought a cat on the Letterman Show, my own cat, Maui, who was a stray feral cat who I trained. And Dave would say to me, you know, Warren, you can't train a cat. I brought the cat on the show. He walked on a leash and harness. He said, he stayed, he came when he called, it shut Dave down right away. So the only people that would say that cats don't know how to respond to words are people that have never been owned by a cat.
Aha! Ignoramus is, in other words.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, you ask any cat guardian out there, of course their cats know the name. Just say to the cat, you want to eat, and they're right by their bowl. Ridiculous.
Your cat might be comfortable where your cat is and has no interest in moving, so when you tell the cat to move, but that's, yeah. What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're saying. So there you go. So you have two new puppies as of this conversation.
I do. You know, I lost Cisco about 3.5 months ago, and we tried to adopt several older, physically challenged dogs. And every time I got to it, another rescue group, which is a good thing, another rescue group got to it. Yeah. So just last Wednesday.
It took me 18 times. Remember I told you, took me 18 tries before I got Daisy.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Last Wednesday, Denise and I were kind of hanging out, and we had this alert on our phone that says dog for adoption. And turns out these two dogs were for adoption. Two-year-old chihuahuas were adoption at a high kill shelter, but they separated and refused to adopt them together, which was not going to be acceptable to me. So I drove to the shelter with Denise. Sight unseen, I said to the shelter manager, I don't even want to see the dogs. Here's my $180. Give me the paperwork, fill it out, give me the dogs, I'm going home. Turns out that the dogs, first of all, are not chihuahuas. They had no tails. I said, Denise, I've never seen a chihuahua without a tail. They're a mix between a mini pin and a chihuahua. That's number one. And number two, 2 years old, I'm lucky if these guys are 8 months old. Just when I need the two puppies in my life at this stage of the game. So they're about 8 or 9 months old, Marley and Willie. They're really bonded, doing amazingly well. In fact, they're sleeping in my bed as I'm down here talking to you guys. And I have never been happier in my life. Yeah.
Good. Very sweet. And you're giving them hugs and kisses, are you not?
Hugs and kisses every single, and they love to be kissed, they love to be hugged, but hugs and kisses I'm giving them every single day to make sure they stay healthy and happy.
Well, you need, hugs and kisses, you give them that physically, but also your brand of vitamins and minerals, hugs and kisses, find them, give them to your dog or cat, special blend for both of them, at hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV Show.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.